It's Audio Boom Day 9. It's day 9, February 2016. This is Paul Hopkins talking about honesty. Honesty! Yeah, honestly, I'm talking about honesty. There's lots of different bits and bobs to honesty, aren't there? I'm going to sort of see if I can explore them a little bit. So yeah, honesty. There's lots and lots of different facets to being honest. And I think it's misused a lot of the time. I think honesty is misused a lot of the time. Let's fade old chill wave out there. That's from the app Launchpad. Anyway, it's very good. But I've had enough of that. So yeah, honesty. I think there's so many ways you can go. I think there's so many things that honesty isn't. So honesty. I think there's this thing where people use honesty, these passive aggressive types. And they say, I'm only being honest. And you say, no, you're not. I remember someone saying to me, someone I used to know very well, I don't know anymore, and she said something really horrible about someone, and I said, that's not nice, and she goes, I'm just being honest. I said, no, you're not, you've been bloody rude. And I said, that's being honest. I said, I'm telling you that you're being rude. You're using the word honesty in an unworthy way, because you're saying you're being honest, but actually you're being rude. It's nothing to do with being honest. I think there is I think there is positive honesty. So I think that you can say something to someone or about someone that's positive, but if it isn't true, then it's not really honest, is it? So you could say, oh, you know, I think you, Paul, you know, you're really, really whatever, and then actually it's not even true. It's not an accurate portrayal of what you really think, or it's not necessarily true about the person. So you know, I think there's problems there sometimes. You know, you can say you're being honest, but you're over egging a point, you know, about someone, or you're talking about something that didn't exactly happen like that. Which actually comes onto my own admission. I when I retell stories, how can I describe this? I'm trying to avoid doing this, but I do it from time to time. I tell the story, but I sort of paraphrase it, and not really meaning to, but because it's harder sometimes in the time that you have to relay something to express the story as it was, then you tend to like paraphrase it in order to be able to tell the story quicker, so the person has the essence of what was said. And I don't know why I do it. I don't know what happens in my head that makes me kind of paraphrase in that way. Very hard to describe. But I would, rather than say exactly what the person said, I would say probably, there you go. I would probably say how it made me feel, and you know, where I could go with that particular piece of information. And it's really hard. It's actually not a good trait in one sense. It's really hard to, I don't know if anyone else does this. If anyone can relate, then be honest and let me know. And maybe in a comment or something like that, I'd be really interested to hear what you got to say on the subject. But yeah, I find that quite hard, and I'm trying not to do it. I think with honesty, because of the way that it can be misused, I think the acronym, no, the acrostic, you know, an acrostic is where you have like letters down the side, so you have think. In the case, we're going to talk about think as an acrostic, so think, T-H-I-N-K, and then a word for each of the letters of think, so T, H-I-N-K, going one underneath the other. So T, is it true? H, is it helpful? I, is it important? N, is it necessary? And K, is it kind? And if you think before you speak, or before you decide whether being honest is the right thing in a certain situation, and by that I mean the misuse of honesty, the word honest, then maybe you would think differently about how you use the word honesty. But of course, honesty in its traditional sense is more about, are you telling the truth? Fundamental things, I suppose. And times when I've been honest, but I always try to be honest with encouragement. So back to a different version of that positive honesty, I suppose. I try not to use honesty in an abusive way, in a bad way. As I said, to misuse it, I try to be careful and be mindful when I'm being honest, because I think that's important. I didn't always used to be when I was younger, and I would probably been one of those "I'm only being honest" brigades. But yeah, being honest, lots to think about, to be honest. And I'm not sure what else I can really say on the subject. I think I probably said quite a bit, really. But yeah, be honest. But what is being honest about? So there's positive honesty. There's think. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it important? Is it necessary? And is it kind? The passive-aggressive honest. Is it really being honest? Or is it being rude? Just a couple of comments. Thanks for the comments I've been getting. Top Gold asked me if I was using, or what I was using, to do some of the other booms. I'm not using it now, TG. That's Bernie. But I was using a Shure, S-H-U-R-E, MV88 microphone. That's a Shure MV88. There's a whole series, MOTIV series of Shure products that have come out for the iPhone. I've got to say, the MV88 is awesome. I've been using it for these purposes mostly in like a 60 degree setting, so it's not the widest stereo, but it's it can be widened, so you can use it for things like if you're recording a band and that kind of thing. And then you can, as I said, you can record 60 degree or less, so that it becomes like a vocal mic. It comes with windscreen. It comes with a carry case, like a little case, and it's made of metal. It's really beautiful, and it's got one of those side mic things on it, so you can turn the barrel of the mic so that you can have the phone in landscape if you're videoing, and then you can have your left and right stereo. It's all good. Speak to you all soon. Thanks for joining me. Oh yeah, and Gwen Leanne as well. Yes, you commented. I can't remember what you said. That's really stupid, because I was going to respond to all my comments, but every time I open the Safari on the Audioboo page and then go into my comments, it brings me straight back into the app. So it's rubbish. In that regard, I need to fix it. Speak to you all soon. Bye bye.